Bonjour, guten Tag, privet. Hello and welcome back to the Douspoir podcast special Christmas Day edition. Oh ho, and welcome, welcome. Oh, and what is this? What is this? Oh my lord, it could mean only one thing. It's the arrival. It's the arrival of the greatest daddy of them all. Ho 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 ho. That's right, keeping it sexy, Father Christmas Rufus. That's right, keeping it sexy, Sarkis Rufus, here at Christmas. The Santa, not the Santa we needed, the Santa we wanted. Oh, my lord, if you need some sexy in your Santa stocking right now, you need to rush to your streaming platform and you need to type in Sarkis Rufus / Haronia Pola. HRONIA, second word, POLLA. Oh, make sure you get the gold edition featuring D Vibes, and because it's Sarkis Rufus, Diz Titties, because you know, as he's singing, even about Christmas, his shirt is spontaneously falling off. Well, here we are, whether you believe in Christmas or whether you don't, look at it this way. I certainly know if you are in Australia, you may not believe in the big man, you may not believe in the baby Jesus, but what you can believe in is because of him, we get 4 to 5 paid public holidays each year. And so for that, thank you, baby Jesus. And a shout out to everybody and whatever you may be celebrating today, even if it's celebrating being alive. Because you know what? That's one hell of a good reason to celebrate. Let us know all the other holidays that you think should be a public holiday. All the religious ideas, all the religious days. What do you think we should get an extra public holiday for? Because I think in the spirit of inclusivity, let's get a public holiday for everybody. No matter what you're selling, is it Happy Diwali? Let's throw some colors. Let's have a public holiday. Happy Hanukkah. I don't know what you do for Hanukkah. Let's light some candles. Or what's that day where you eat nothing but pancakes? I don't know. There may be more to it, but pancakes. But I know that there are pancakes involved. And to be honest, I can think of nothing better than having a whole public holiday just to eat pancakes. Oh, best public holiday ever. Let us know. You know what? Let's get some pagan festivals in there as well. Let's get public holidays for everybody. That's how we bring the world together. We all enjoy a great big day off from work. If you're like me, you woke up this morning to some news that you went, what the? Complete Eurovision news, completely out of left field. We all awoke this morning to headlines all over our news feed saying Dani Minogue hints that she'll be representing Australia at Eurovision. I was like, what the? For everyone around the rest of the world who does not know who Dani Minogue is, and for that I'm talking about anybody who is outside of Australia or the United Kingdom. Let me tell you who Dani Minogue is. Singer, actor, performer. She is the little sister of one of the greatest singers and performers that Australia has ever produced. And that, of course, anyone in the gay community right now is losing their shit when I say those magical words, Kylie Minogue, or just Kylie, your heart starts ba-dum, ba-dum. Go look up Ba-dum by Kylie Minogue or Can't Get You Out of My Head or On a Night Like This. Check out those tight gold hot pants and you are going to see a living, breathing gay icon. The point is, she has a sister, not as successful, not as talented. When you want Kylie Minogue, but you order from Wish. This is the Kylie Minogue you get. You get Danny Minogue. Actually, that's a bit harsh. She's not Kylie Minogue, but I'm not sure she's Wish version. What's the, when you want Harrods, but you get Tesco's? I don't know. Look, she's not Wish bad, but she's not the icon that is Kylie Minogue. I know for years there have been calls for Kylie Minogue to represent these last few years Australia at Eurovision. I've been saying it for years because she's actually lived in England, I think, for like the past 20 decades. I have never understand why the UK has not made it part of Kylie Minogue's visa agreements that she had to perform at least once to represent the UK at Eurovision. I think Kylie Minogue at Eurovision, it's just, it was meant to be. I think it would be a guaranteed win. I don't know why you never got her on board the UK. Anyway, so I read all of this. I'm like, oh my Lord, what is this? Danny Minogue could be representing Australia. I went to have a look. All of this started because it was a tweet. Eurovision actually announced the details for what the stage was going to look like, the production designer, as well as the light and tent designer, who they were going to be. It was very exciting. Danny Minogue actually retweeted a story about this, and the actual tweet is along the lines of, "And the countdown begins." That was pretty much the tweet. That was not what I was expecting from all the multiple of articles that were in my news feed of like, it's happening, Danny's going to represent us. I honestly think it's just Danny Minogue having a shout out to a brilliant stage designer and just saying, oh, we have a countdown until it's Eurovision. To me, there's no subtle hint. There's so no subtle message that she's actually going to be performing, let alone for Australia. It's not like she put a picture of Australia, Eurovision, and a thumbs up and a secret, it's me, wink. No, there's none of that. It's literally she's put up a post saying that there is the countdown for Eurovision 2024. I honestly think that's all it is. I think it's her just making a post about Eurovision. Although Danny Minogue, not the most popular performer, not a huge following. Look, certainly not at the height of her career. So to be honest, actually, it does make sense that Australia would then try to wheel her out for Eurovision 2024. Because if there's anything that Australian TV loves, it's a has-been. Look, I'm not here to rain hate on Danny. I don't mind Danny. She's carved out a great career for herself in the UK, but I think this is just a case of, oh my Lord, there is nothing to talk about on Christmas Day. I didn't get what I want in my Santa sack. I'm going to try and drum up some news. But just keeping it sweet and dangly this Christmas. Okay. Sure, let's go with that. Sweet and dangly. And here on this sweet and dangly day, if you're celebrating Christmas, if you're not celebrating Christmas, you know what? Insert here whatever you're celebrating today. And even if that's, you know what? Just celebrate yourself for being you, for being fabulous. I'm talking to you, Alexander. I'm talking to you, Mickey. You be you. You be fabulous. Be kind, be hopeful, and you know what happens when you're kind? You might just get your sockin' stuffed by suckers this Christmas. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Merry Suckmas, everybody! Merry Suckmas! Ho, ho, ho!